One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Bros before hoes. We're back. It's Lucas and
Jacob. This is
the Thanksgiving special. Thanks for tuning in. This is sponsored by Coca-Cola, and Oprah Winfrey's coming on in 30 minutes.
Guess what? Oprah Winfrey is gonna finally, I know a bunch of people are into it. She's gonna show us her feet. In between her toes. I know.
Oh my God. We're going to describe it to you in in-depth, uncomfortable detail about how they look.
And she's been wearing shoes all day. So you know how when you wear shoes and there's like powder between your toes?
Ew, powder?
Like fungus? No, like dry skin.
I feel like Oprah doesn't have that. Oh my God, but tea about celebrities' feet.
What?
I did go to, when Hillary Clinton was running for president, I did go to the campaign, she invited all these YouTubers to a thing for some reason to like tell their audiences to vote for her. But I was like, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to go like learn about Hillary Clinton or whatever. And anyway, I was front row and her feet were really dry, like uncomfortably dry. Like it looked like chafing. Like, you know, dad's feet. Our dad has really dry feet. Like it was like that.
Oh, why?
And it's like, girl,
it
just put some lotion on.
Oh, like you have enough money. Can't you make the pedicure people come to your house?
And yeah, just go to sleep one night with some Vaseline on the feet and put socks over.
That's a hack. Like, get Vaseline, then get some Christmas socks and put them over. And have Bill rub your feet for you. And also, we'll
make sure to keep the mic close to you.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to, oh my God, is it like a teacher scolding you now?
But were her feet yellow? Her toes?
No, it was just like really, you could only see the heel because she was wearing like a sandal type of thing, like a fancy sandal. But you could see the bottom of the heel and it was like really white and like scraped and rough, like raw, like a raw dry foot. But that was while she was campaigning, so I'm sure she was so busy she couldn't rub the Jergens on every night. But now that she's like off duty, I'm sure she rubs Jergens on her feet.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. She should like honestly lube them up.
No, she should go to, if you follow Hillary Clinton on Twitter, like, and you listen to this and you want to help her out, like, you could just say, Hillary, just looking out for you, you could lubricate your feet tonight before you go to bed.
And put some socks on so the lube doesn't get all over your butt.
Also, usually, me and Jacob are actually together right now. Usually we say, oh my God, it's like you're listening in on a gay brother phone call, but now it's two gay brothers in a room.
Yeah, we're together and we're better than ever. I picked him up from the airport and we just got home. We just ate five burritos each.
Oh yeah, we had like a big, if you live in like the, is it just Nebraska or the whole Midwest? Taco John's.
The Midwest, I think.
That's like always a go-to. If you want to have like, if you're going to have a night where it's okay if you have a complete stomach ache and nasty tiredness after, bloated.
I'd recommend for diaper rash cream to be on call.
Ew.
Because like sometimes you never know and just, yeah, we're underwear when you go
it's
to sleep.
So awkward because usually bros before hoes, we aren't in the same room, so we don't have to look at each other. But now like we're looking at each other, it's kind of like, oh my God, it's like awkward.
There was you a meet moment.
When you meet an online friend in real life.
There was a moment. There was a moment where I was like, "Do I look at the couch or do I look at your face?"
Oh God, I keep switching between looking at the wall and looking at Jacob.
I don't know. Like,
oh my God. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about what we're thankful for, because if you live in the U.S., it's about Thanksgiving, which I guess is about being thankful, but honestly, everyone just thinks about eating and drinking with your family, stuffing yourself with stuffing, and being in a food coma. Yeah. And maybe one family fight.
Oh, those are the best. Like when your grandma says, you know what? You won't follow in the values because I'm going to show up to Thanksgiving in a short, short, clap top, basically see my boobs. And she's going to say, you aren't conservative enough for my views.
My God, so much drama. Oh my gosh, if you're listening to this and you have drama on Thanksgiving, be sure to email us at lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com because we want to hear all about like the uncomfortable tension between you and Uncle Jeremy.
Yeah, we also take video and audio files. So if you have audio of the fight, even better.
Also, if you're listening to this and you haven't rated us a 5 stars, be sure to do it because it really helps us out.
Oh,
leave us a raving review.
Tell us
subscribe on whatever platform you're on.
Yeah, if you are going to give us a negative review, rate it 5 stars, then tell us what to change.
The most annoying thing was someone who genuinely likes our podcast left us a 1 star to be funny, and it's like, boo.
I know, like they moved us down in the algorithm.
Should we get into the emails first? Because we're going to be talking about like what we're thankful for or whatever.
But so many good emails have been coming in.
So if you listen to last week's episode, there was a sugar baby who emailed us. She emailed us that she hooked up with a guy in a sketchy hotel. She get paid $200 per hookup. And then she said she cut it off because it started getting awkward. And then she ended up having another sugar baby type experience.
And it was all uncle. Uncle's fund.
Something like that. But anyway, that made so many of you guys apparently either are in a sugar baby relationship or you know someone. Because we got so many emails about sugar daddy things.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I thought our viewers were just like people that like have stay-at-home jobs, don't leave the house. But it turns out you guys are wild.
Stay-at-home job people?
Oh, no.
No, but the funniest one was from this girl. And the subject is, I think my mom was a sugar baby. And I saw this and I was like, this has to be a joke, but it's literally a girl. She's from Australia. I'm not going to say her name. And she is convinced, it dawned on her while listening to our podcast that her mom is most likely a sugar baby.
Yeah, and this girl sent us 3 paragraphs. And it seemed real to me.
Yeah,
it
definitely seemed real. Also, if for some reason you're just hopping in and you don't know what a sugar baby or sugar daddy is, it's basically where a rich guy or girl, most of the time a guy, because I don't know, it's just what happens most of the time, it seems like.
Yeah.
Do you think there's sugar mamas and we just don't hear about them as much?
I think sugar, because the only reason why I might, because Desperate Housewives, if any of you guys have watched it, there was this girl that lived in a rich neighborhood and she had sex with the gardener, but I don't think she gave him money. So I think sugar mama's our thing, but it just, like, I feel like
maybe not
usually,
as common.
Yeah, sugar daddies just seem more common.
But anyway, it's a rich old guy. He doesn't even have to be old, but then someone rich is pretty much paying someone else to date them. It's not really like fully a romantic relationship, but it's mostly like a business thing where they want like a girlfriend, but they just pay them.
There's some where they literally just hang up, but then there's some where like...
Also, I feel like if you watch our YouTube channels too, I just did a video about a sugar baby thing, so people probably think we're just way too
into
talking about
it.
Sugar. It just, for some reason, there's a sugar baby moment going on with our content right now.
I know, and it's like...
We don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's just something that we can't relate to, but
but anyway, this girl from Australia said that it dawned on her that her mom is most likely a sugar baby because she said that her mom was dating a 70-year-old man and he was rich and he like owned some big company. They broke up and then she started dating a guy she dated in high school's dad. So you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like her mom used to date this guy in high school. Now they're like 40 or whatever. Now she's dating that guy's dad.
Yeah. And then she was explaining how that seems awkward. Like that seems really awkward and just uncomfortable.
Yeah, she said that. Yeah, she just said there's this weird vibe. She thinks her mom might be a sugar baby. She said, anyway, this is the end of her email. She said, anyway, I think that my mom is a sugar baby or at least a gold digger. And she said that that's just so funny. Thank you for letting us know that. And she just wanted to know our opinion. I mean, I guess
I want
just
to know
go
if
your
you're...
mom, I guess.
Yeah, I'm most interested in your opinion because if my mom was a sugar baby, I'd be fine with it, but I don't know what you think.
From the email, it seemed like she didn't like it because I think she said that the guys were like low-key creepy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Like, she said something about like one of the sugar daddies told her like that she's like, yeah, me and your mom have sex. And she was like, I don't really want to hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said one of the other sugar daddies told her, you got a nice figure. Which, is that weird, or is that just, is that a compliment, or is that just weird? That's kind of weird from someone your mom's dating.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of, yeah, now that I, like, because I just skimmed over the email when I read it, but now that I know that, it does, I do, like the, it's cool that your mom's making the dough, but I guess,
I don't know.
Make him uncomfortable. Say, like, those tight pants, you can see something in it.
Ew, that's her dad, stepdad.
Oh, yeah, true. I didn't think about that. I was just thinking I was just, like, a guy in the street. I just, like, somehow associate. But I want to know if your mom's making money from this. Like, I want to know how that's working.
I think that she just dates these guys for a long period. It might, maybe her, maybe your mom isn't a sugar baby and she just is genuinely into older guys, you know? That could be a thing.
Yeah.
It's just so weird filming the podcast at night.
I know. It's like dark out. It gets so dark out in Nebraska, and like, it just is like, when it gets dark out in Nebraska, there's just this vibe where like, you have to be tucked in.
Oh yeah, it's like, you just gotta be underneath. Jacob's underneath the blanket.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to have like a robe on.
I know, like, I feel like I need to hire someone to lift up my face. Because, like, I'm almost falling asleep.
I'm joking. Well, I actually only, I got, like, no sleep last night. Because I had an early-ass flight.
You were so nervous.
So that's why.
Was the flight scary?
Oh my God. But I should say I was on, there was a celebrity on my flight to Nebraska randomly. Amy Adams. Jacob didn't know who she was.
So I didn't know who she was, but she was wearing sunglasses. And she, when you looked at her, you could just tell, like,
she was, seemed nice. Yeah. But she was wearing, this is what happened. She was in first class. I walked past her, and she's that redhead actor. She was in, like, she was in, like, American Hustle. She was in a few episodes of The Office. She was in Enchanted, like, that movie where the princess comes out of New York City and, like,
yeah,
has to live in,
like,
real
that.
Life.
It was, like, a big movie, I think.
And at first I saw her and I was like, is that her? But I was like, why would she be going to Nebraska? But then maybe she has family here for Thanksgiving. And then other people on the panel were like, oh my gosh, there's a movie star up there. And then the only time I saw her during the whole 3.5-hour flight was she came back to my row and she just told people, oh, would you mind shutting your windows? And she said it, like, in a super nice way. Because I guess she wanted the plane to be more dark. So, yeah, take that, TMZ.
Can you picture?
She literally was so nice. Like, I should have made it seem more dramatic. Like, she was like, you guys shut the fucking
window.
Yeah,
just so, like, you can get a
moment.
But
she honestly was like, yeah, if you guys wouldn't mind, you could shut the window. It's not a big deal if you don't want to.
Did your face tone be as red when you walked past her and she realized that you weren't in first class? And she was like, and she, like, all face dropped and was like,
And then Jacob actually saw her because Jacob picked me up from the airport.
Yeah, I saw her. She like was with a couple people, and there was like a guy that was like with her
I think.
No, there was like that one guy from the band.
Oh yeah, like someone. She's like, I guess when you're an actual like legit movie star like her, like people from the airport like greeted her.
I know, like there was people that
like, that worked at the airport. They like were like, oh my gosh, thank you for flying in. Like, where do we need to bring you?
Yeah, so I guess like when you legit, so since she's like a legit celebrity, like people are just so excited to meet her. Also,
she was wearing sunglasses while walking off the plane, but then she took them off. So I think maybe she had them on and then she was like, what am I doing? And she took the sunglasses off.
Yeah, I feel like she just got the Omaha Midwest vibe.
And then I heard her say to her husband, less talk, more walk.
Wait, for real?
I'm not kidding. They were right in front of us while we were getting off the plane and she had the sunglasses on and her husband was saying something and she just seemed like a little bit irritated and she said, less talk, more walk. I think she didn't want people to be like, oh my God, that's the Enchanted girl.
Oh yeah. Wait, so it was like everyone knew, because if I was there, I'd feel so awkward. Was it like that?
You were there too in baggage claim. Like there was a few people that asked for a photo, but it wasn't like it was like Justin Bieber or something.
Yeah, but like
it's one of those faces where like you see it and like you know she's someone, but you're like, it might just be like my teacher from high school. Like you don't know exactly where you remember her from.
Yeah, because like when I saw her, like yes, like she did look nice and stuff, but like she didn't have like a celeb. Because like when I think of a celebrity, I think of like. Because she wasn't wearing the sunglasses when I saw her, and I think of, like, someone that's like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean?
And she wasn't like, Victoria Justice.
And, like, and like, so what if when you went on the airplane, they said, like, don't look, someone's celebrity is on the plane, don't look at her.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
You guys, I stole that joke from Lucas, but, because, like, when he forced in and he told me that, they said over the intercom, don't look, there's a celebrity on the plane, but, like, That'd be so funny, but it didn't happen.
Should I read the other? This isn't really a sugar daddy thing, but we got an email that's a little bit questionable.
Oh, this one, I don't know how I feel about
it. I'll just read it, and we'll discuss it after. She said, she started off, first of all, the subject is, ugh. And then it says, two things. I never had a sugar daddy, but I did get paid to send nudes to someone with the nickname Creepy Christian. Creepy Christian got caught jerking off to my nudes at school, and it was drama. I was okay with it, though, because he gave me $20 per pic, plus food and alcohol. Second thing, I listened to your podcast during class. Like, what? She gave someone nudes in exchange for alcohol and food?
And $20. Don't forget that.
This whole thing just sounds so sketchy.
Yeah, and why was his name Creepy Christian?
Yeah, if someone's nickname has Creepy before, like, that means that you should stay away.
But I guess if...
I don't even know if... I don't think $20 is worth it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. And I also don't think you're the drinking age. Because you saw... It seems like you're, like, Matt in high school. But, you know, do you?
And then she said it was so much drama when everyone saw that he had her nudes or something.
Wait, so people caught him joking off or saw that he had the nudes?
I don't know if he was just doing it in school or what. But it's just the whole situation sounds sketchy.
Yeah, when I read the thing, I thought it was so funny. Like... I don't know.
That's just like, is that what high school is like nowadays? Like in my high school days, like it was to the point where like if someone had a nude, it was like the biggest deal in the world. But now is it just like, oh, whatever?
No, I think it's like whatever, because like there's been times where like someone like, it doesn't only happen once, but like someone showed me a nude and someone said, oh my, someone sent it to me. And like, they didn't really care.
Oh, it's just not even a big deal?
Yeah, I don't think it is anymore. Because I think, like, every person has a nude nowadays.
Really get it. And then didn't you also say there was, like, this thing at your school where, like, there was a Snapchat location and then everyone just sent their dick pics on it?
Oh, yeah. So, like, this isn't a thing anymore, but there was a thing where, like, only if you were at my school you could add stuff to the story. But there was, like, a bunch of nudes on it, and it was for sure people from my high school.
People sent other people's nudes, or they just wanted to send their own nude?
So they could have been other people's nudes, but they just were, like, nudes. Like, just, like, dick pics or whatever.
What the hell?
Yeah, but this school was getting paid for it, not just putting it on a story, so.
I feel like Instagram is what's made nudes normal. Because, you know, on Instagram, it's just, like, low-key everyone's just, like, sexual. Like literally, it's just, like, ass out Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
like, it's just regular now.
I know, because I feel like even the most classy person, if I saw them post a nude photo on like Instagram or Twitter or whatever, I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, because I've seen like...
Yeah, who is like the most classy
actress?
Yeah,
I'm trying to think if someone would actually be like, oh my gosh. Like, who's...
Hillary Duff?
If she posted
a nude on Instagram, I'd just be like, oh, cool. Like,
yeah, I'd double tap. Just be like, oh, cool. But...
Because I was doing...
Oh, I thought of someone.
Who?
If like Cher did. If she
That'd
posted
even be iconic.
If she did, like, I'd double tap, but I'd just be like, just because she's older, I wouldn't expect it, but.
Because I was doing this video that I never actually uploaded because it just didn't turn out good, but I was looking back on Yahoo Answers from 10 years ago, and, like, I searched Disney Channel and stuff, and there was this one that said, who's hotter, Vanessa Hudgens or Ashley Tisdale? And all the replies from a decade ago were like, I hate Vanessa Hudgens. She did nudes. How gross, and all this stuff. Like, they were all like, hating on her, saying like she's a skeez and all this stuff because she did nudes. And I was thinking, like, nowadays, like, I don't think that would even be mentioned.
Yeah, like, I think nowadays it would just be who's hotter, because I think, like, that's so weird how it's changed.
They'd be like, well, both have had sex tapes out on DirecTV, so
yeah, like, both you can Google them naked on Instagram. I think what changed my perspective was when Miley Cyrus did that full-on nude shoot. Because, like, when that came out, even though it was only one celebrity, the one that, like, not many people talked about it, but you told me about it. It was, like it wasn't during the Wrecking Ball stage. It was, like, 6 months after that.
Oh, the ones where, like, she was, yeah, she did, like, a lot of,
it was, like, during Christmas. Like, it was, like, literally, like, you could see, like, inside of things, kind of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like even though it was just tall, it kind of changed my, like, I didn't care, but it just, like, changed my... I was like, oh, like, just made it more normal for some reason.
You're disgusting. I'm just kidding. But, oh my God, I just realized I was looking back on other emails that people sent us, and we have Vanderpump Rules hot piping tea.
Oh my gosh, we haven't talked about this. This was from a while back ago.
So if you, Bravo has a show called Vanderpump Rules. It follows all of these, it's a reality show about all these waiters in this LA restaurant, and they're just like in their drama, who's sleeping with who. It's just one of those shows, and Lisa Vanderpump is the boss of the whole restaurant or whatever. And there's this guy on there named James, who's DJ James Kennedy. He's like, he makes music.
He does have one song that I bop to. What is it called again?
Oh, Get Loose.
Get Loose, Get... Okay, I'll just do a little sample. Get Loose, Get Loose. I don't even know because I just took two.
Oh, the whole thing's about popping pills. It's like, I don't even know because I just took two.
I can't relate to it, but it was... I'm jamming out to... I jammed out to it for like a month.
He also has that one that he did with Lala, like... Ain't nobody got me feeling that one's like good I'm too. Feeling you.
And I also like do like you. Tap Man. Tap we Man basically is like a all, bad
we
man.
Like every single song he's released, we've just admitted.
Yeah.
But he's a DJ who DJs at the restaurant, and he's gotten fired multiple times for, like, I don't know, just drinking and stuff on the job. I don't know if he does drugs. Apparently he does because of that song. But anyway, a girl told us that her older sister went, because I guess we talked about Vanderpump Rules on one of the past podcasts.
Yeah, we just were talking about it.
And she said that her friends went to one of the restaurants that they all work at with all her friends.
I think she was talking about Tom Tom.
Oh, yeah, because they just opened a new restaurant called Tom Tom.
Yeah.
And she basically said that she got drunk and all of her friends were drunk, and they literally, James Kennedy wanted them all to go home with him.
Yeah.
And then James Kennedy's dad was there.
And puked on them.
Yeah, so apparently James Kennedy's dad, who's like probably like 50-something, was also there trying to get with these like 20-something girls, and he puked. So then they ended up not being able to go home with James Kennedy. And
I thought they went to their apartment, but then nothing happened.
Oh, shit. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think, read it though, because... I think they went to the apartment.
I can't believe we might be breaking out like Vanderpump Rules tea.
And it's tea because he was dating someone when this happened.
Oh, no. She said they were having such a fun time together that he invited them to go back to his apartment. But then James Kennedy's dad threw up on one of my sister's friends. And then James Kennedy got too drunk and started being rude. And then basically said, fuck you guys. And then didn't let them go to his apartment. So basically at the beginning of his like party, drunkenness, highness, whatever it is, he was like, oh my God, we should all hang out. But then he got so drunk that he turned into a rude person.
Oh yeah. And then if someone pukes on you, that's when
When someone's dad pukes on someone in your friend group, you can't hang out with them. But you probably are thinking like, whatever, this isn't even that much tea.
Yeah.
But then I wrote back saying, oh my God, the tea. James has a girlfriend, so he almost cheated. And then she said, wait, I had no idea that he had a girlfriend. Wow, the tea. So yeah, basically, James Kennedy almost cheated on his girlfriend.
And they're still dating. So he didn't cheat, but he had a desire to.
Yeah, he didn't cheat, but... he wanted to until his dad threw up on one of them. Then he kind of got embarrassed.
Yeah. It's like, maybe if that didn't happen, the scenario would have played out differently.
I just remember that one of my friends, I'm not going to name their name, but one of my friends that's a girl tried to make out with him.
With James?
Yeah.
Did he say yes?
No, he said no.
Oh. But apparently he'd be down to make out with
anyone.
Well,
he has a girlfriend, so I guess he can't just do it. Apparently he was DJing and she was like, do you want to make out? And he said, no. So it was kind of awkward.
Okay, I don't know why I haven't yet, but... every time I go to LA, the past two times, I've wanted to go to See You Next Tuesday with him, but he just DJs.
Oh, yeah. He has an event every other Tuesday in LA called See You Next Tuesday, which I've never been to either yet. Why haven't I gone?
I think it's 21 plus, though, so I'd have to... I don't know how that would work, but it seems like...
Oh, my God. I'm literally going to go to Tom Tom, then See You Next Tuesday after, and then report about it on this podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, you need to tell me, because they show it sometimes on the TV show, and it seems sleazy. I don't want you with brand new buns.
Sleazy. But yeah, those are basically all the emails, right, that we wanted to talk about.
Oh, I have one funny one that I styled.
This one?
Oh, yeah, because they listen to the podcast and they're walking out, and I just think about someone sweating, like butt cheek sweat, and then like them on the stale stuffle, and like listening to us. Like, how are you motivated while listening to us?
Oh, yeah, Bethany, if you're listening to this right now while working out, keep on working out, girl.
Yeah, keep on doing the stale stuffle, keep on doing the squats, keep on running.
I do the same thing when I work out. I listen to podcasts, and people are always like, you listen to podcasts while you work out, but... because some people need to listen to music, but I like listening to a podcast.
Yeah, I can't. I have to like listen to like music that has beat drops and stuff.
Because I've even gone on runs and listened to podcasts.
Yeah, I don't get how you do that, because when I'm on runs, I think I'm listening to
a podcast, and I just get so absorbed in the podcast that I am not thinking about like how much running sucks. You know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Talking about that, people might not. Okay, I need to talk about this. So there's this one thing what said you need to do workouts that make you happy, because I guess when if you are a runner and you don't like running, I guess your mind, like you make your brain, you make like your vibes worse. Like it's not your vibrations.
What? Wait, where'd you see this?
It was on a YouTube video that I watched.
Wait, vibrations?
So like vibrations is a complex words for like energies and stuff. But it makes your energies worse, because either you might be working out the whole time you're thinking like, I hate this, I hate this. So then like, it just brings your mood down instead of bringing it up like working out.
I actually don't even think about, like obviously running does kind of suck, but I always kind of like it because afterwards you feel so good.
Yeah, that's why I do like running, because it like gives you like the runner's high, like people say.
Oh, you're just like, oh my God, what?
Anything's
possible.
I don't
even know, because I just took 2.
I know, I just took 2 miles.
Yeah, so that's basically all the emails we had to get to, and we're already 30 minutes in, so I thought there was going to be like a short intro, but somehow it took up most of the podcast.
Those emails were just too good, and we had to talk about them, but now we're going to skip to...
what we're thankful for.
Okay, and I don't have my list anymore, but this can't be still. I'm limiting off a couple of things right now.
Okay, because Jacob had the idea for this podcast, and he said... actually make it serious, and I was like, what, are we gonna have like a deep thing or what?
No, it's so like, okay, so like, so at first I was gonna say like you have to make it serious, but like I've decided that like it can't be stuff that like is so stereotypical, like friends, family, or like,
oh yeah. So that's what I thought you wanted it to be, like you have to do stuff that's actually real.
Oh no, I was gonna do that, but then that's kind of dumb. But like it has to be stuff that like, like you're thankful for, but like obviously we're all thankful for like life and being alive and all that stuff and all the abilities.
Well, since you've thought about it so much, what's your first thing you're thankful for? Also, before we get into this, do any of your guys' families actually go around the room and say what you're thankful for? Because we feel like every year we try to get our family to do that, but then no one takes it seriously and it never actually happens.
Oh, yeah. Because
I always want to, it's just so funny seeing people uncomfortable. So I want to say, okay, everyone, we're going to go around one by one and you have to say what you're thankful for. And then it's just funny. Because everyone's like low-key awkward.
I know, because like for some reason there's like some type of like thing that when you say what you're thankful for, it puts you in like a vulnerable situation or something.
And then someone
know.
Says, I'm thankful for mom, and everyone's like, aww.
And then dad's like, what?
So what are you thankful for, Jacob?
I need some thinking.
I thought you wrote these down. You told me you had a list. Go to your list. Where is it?
It's on my phone.
Go get your phone.
Like it was only like one thing, but I'm thankful for glasses, because without glasses I wouldn't be able to see. What is this? It's like when second grade when you paint the talkie and say what you're thankful for. I was always so nervous doing those, because wait, did you have this fear too?
Wait, like, what? You paint a turkey and say what you're
like,
thankful for?
So you put 5 things you're thankful for, and then I. Okay. Why is this a thing? Was this? This has to be more kids. But I was like, I was scared to put like mom and dad, because I thought people would say mama's boy.
Wait, really?
Is that just me though? Was it? That
I
was like
no,
in
I can't
grade.
Remember. I don't
that was
remember.
So long ago.
You were embarrassed to say you were thankful for mom.
Yeah, because we had to, like present it or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I repressed all those second grade memories.
But what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, this kind of goes back to what we were saying before, but I'm thankful for Instagram, because it gives everyone the opportunity to be a model.
Oh, that's
because, you know,
true.
Like back in the MySpace days, which you weren't even around for, but back then you also got to be like a model. But now it's just so funny, because like literally it's so funny when you think about it, because like everyone acts like a model on Instagram, even though it's like low-key a joke, but like you go to anyone's profile, like even just like one of our cousins, and like they probably have model photos.
Yeah, like the
like
funny...
of them just laughing to the side, like looking to the side laughing, like full body shots that someone else took. Like
yeah.
You know how social media used to be like, oh, selfies with friends, like maybe you have a night out and you just take some photos, but now it's literally like people, it's just so funny how everyone just models.
Yeah, and then it's also funny how like people that like so people that just like Instagram, like don't even like have like just do it for fun like everyone else, like they like even put time into their captions and stuff.
I know, that's why I'm thankful for that, 'cause it's just such a funny time in the world that I feel like everyone's gonna look back on and be like, what the fuck was everyone doing? And also
I know,
isn't it weird how I feel like no one maybe some people do, but I feel like no one genuinely likes posting photos on Instagram, but you sort of feel like you have to. Because, like,
yeah,
do you even exist if you don't post? You know?
I know, like, I feel like you have to post once every 2 weeks.
But I feel like even people who don't even, like you said, people who, like, our jobs are kind of social media, which sounds so dumb to say. But even people who, like, they don't have to do it, like, they have a regular job.
Yeah.
They'll still be like, oh, I kind of have to get an Instagram photo because we're at the pumpkin patch. And, like, they don't want to do it. And then there's an awkwardness where, like, they do a photo shoot and they're like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know. Yeah.
But isn't that just so funny? Like, everyone feels pressure to post on social media, but does anyone genuinely want to? Or just feel the need to so we can let everyone know, like, oh, we're alive too?
Yeah, I feel like it's a thing where, like, you just want your friends to know, like if you're doing something cool one weekend, like, you want your friends to see it.
Yeah, I've even been at things and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really Insta story this so like people know I'm doing something.
Yeah, like when it's snow,
so pathetic.
I know, like, I don't know what goes on in my brain, but like sometimes I wake up and it's snowing and it's like the full snow and I'm like, I need to Instagram story this. But like, I don't know, like, that's so, but there is sometimes, like, I just get random sports where I'm like, I'm not gonna go on, so there's sometimes where I, like, don't upload for a couple weeks because I just, like, because there's, like, something in my body that, like, makes me feel good when I don't upload because I just feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so clean.
Really?
Do you ever
for me,
do that,
like, I feel like I actually am addicted because I feel like when I post, I feel so good. I'm like, oh my God. And, like, I actually am not kidding. I feel like validation and, like, all these, seeing the likes coming in and
that
stuff. Like,
is kind of bad.
That's actually pathetic.
I know. I can, okay.
And
when
it's so
I do
funny because last week I posted a photo and I texted Jacob and said, oh my God, my Instagram photo did so bad. And I wasn't even kidding.
Oh yeah,
I was actually concerned because my photo didn't do good.
Yeah, because we aren't even like Instagram models, but it's just like so funny how like we take it so seriously because Lucas like texted me and said like, my photo's not doing good. And it just like,
and I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, what did I do wrong? Did I post at the wrong time of the day?
Oh,
was the post not good?
No, do you know?
And just so you guys know, I've actually learned that if you post a photo of sunglasses, it's not going to do good.
Oh, because people want to see your actual face?
I think there's some sort of psychological thing where if you see someone's eyes, you're more likely to click like.
I didn't even know that. It sounds real, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, just like how photos with people do.
But even if, like, even our mom, who, like, obviously social media isn't her job, but, like, I feel like even when she posts, like, something on Facebook and sees the likes rolling in, she probably's like, oh, my God.
I know, because our mom, like has so many fun. She gets, like, 100 likes a photo on Facebook, and that's like she has that many friends.
Yeah, I feel like for moms, it's like Facebook is where you thrive.
Yeah, because I feel
all,
like because
they all are kind, so they're all so interactive.
Yeah, and you kind of get to brag about your family. So like,
yeah.
Obviously, everyone's family isn't perfect, and it is funny because like you see these posts on Twitter that no on Facebook and stuff. Because I always go on it to stalk people, like people that like I don't know, but like I kind of do know. You know those people, but like I go to these local moms' Facebook. People that I know from like high school and my old high school, like people, I don't know, my sister. Okay. But like, I find these Facebook pages and it's so funny because like, they always say, like, my kid just did this. And like, they're kind of bragging about their kid. It just is like,
oh yeah.
So funny to me. Like, even that happens.
You know, so I wonder, like, before social media, how did everyone get validation?
Yeah, because, like,
do you just have to, like, love yourself without attention?
Because I feel like everyone has to admit it that when your photo does better or something, like, there's something in you that kind of, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you just feel like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, or if, like, there was one, yeah, just, like, stuff like that. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like.
It's also funny when you think about our Instagrams because, like, we actually, since, like, I feel like I have to post on Instagram so much just because, like, it helps, like, my social media and then, like, maybe people watch my YouTube because they find my Instagram. So, like, it all kind of feeds into each other.
Yeah.
And I actually have to, like, view it as a job some kind of. So, I've scheduled, like, professional photo shoots.
Oh, yeah. You've actually done photo shoots. I have two
like, so pathetic
times.
When you think about it.
I know. Because,
like we said, like, we're not models. We don't think we're models. But it's just, like, funny to, like, I guess, like, not, like, parody Instagram, but just, like, do it in, like, a... It's just, like, funny seeing people that are like us, like, pretend to be models. Like, it's just a funny thing for some reason.
Yeah, because, like, obviously, like...
That's why I love Instagram, because you just see all these people just... Everyone pretends they're, like, Gigi Hadid.
I know, and, like, and no one is shameful about it, and
even
no one
makes
fun of...
Even if you're doing it completely seriously, I'm just, like, love watching it.
Yeah, and like, the photos that I like best on Instagram are the ones that... The best photos ever... I like the ones like the Ali's like girls post and like that's who I mostly follow and it just like them in front of a male like just like Lucas uploaded a joke one the other day. Like, were you in front of a mirror? But, like, it's so funny when them in front of the mirror, like, squatted. It's just so funny.
Isn't it how ever since Instagram, I don't know, I always think about this. I'm like, did everyone always have a big ass? Or, like, how did... I'm not kidding. Everyone has a big ass now because of Instagram.
Even these thin people have big asses. And, like,
every girl YouTuber, if you look at their Instagram, they have a big ass. How are they editing it? Does everyone just have a giant ass now?
Yeah. Like, I don't think everyone gets Brazilian butt lifts, but is that what happens? Because
I don't know. I don't get it.
Even, like, people that, like, don't, somehow, I don't know if they, it doesn't look face-tuned.
I don't understand. That's just the funniest thing ever.
Oh, then
that's so funny to think about it. Instagram is probably like, is it like 80% about just people's butts? Is it because we follow people like that?
I know that's
because we
thing.
Follow like Iggy Azalea and all these people. Like, I'm trying to. It's so funny. Someone listening to this might be like, "What?"
I know
because like they don't follow any of these like weird like these girls with huge asses.
The most funny photo is that, and also with Instagram,
that's so funny because we're gay and we just are always looking at these girl ass photos.
Yeah,
so
like
funny.
All day scrolling through it. But there's also some funny photos where like it's not even an ass photo; it's just them being. Like in another character, and it's not even Halloween. I'm getting this from Lucas's video that he did a couple weeks ago. It was a couple weeks before Halloween, so I know it's not for Halloween. But it was just Iggy Azalea in a pink wig with a pink blonde, pink underwear.
That's another thing. Wigs are. I feel like Instagram made wigs big.
Yeah, because like you can just be whoever you want that day. Like she had pink hair that day. There's so many people that wear wigs, it seems like. So many girls.
Oh my gosh, should I talk about my wig experience? I literally bought a human hair blonde wig.
It looks like Logan Powell a couple weeks ago.
Because I have brown hair and I've gone through bleach blonde hair and brown hair like so many times in the past few years. And I was like, oh my God, maybe I can just, like Kylie Jenner wears a wig every day. Maybe I can just buy a good quality wig on the internet and just for some YouTube videos, I can just be wearing a bleach blonde wig. And just, isn't that funny when you think about this, how Loki sounds, when you think of a wig, you either think of Kylie Jenner or like Amanda Bynes going crazy. So like, what woman did you think I was when I said this? Was it like glamorous Kylie Jenner where you're like, oh my God, is he going down like Amanda Bynes wig, like in a hot tub?
When you first said that, I did think of Amanda Bynes, like all tangled up, like looks so fake. Like all I was thinking about was like 2008 YouTube when people wore wigs all the time as like characters.
Oh, but now people wore them for real.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's like,
so
yeah.
I got this wig in the mail. I bought it. It was human hair. It was like $500.
Oh my!
Which
wait.
Is like so expensive.
Oh,
so
I got
ripped
that.
Off for sure. But I thought I was like, oh, this will be an investment for videos. I thought I was actually going to wear it. And I brought it to this wig shop in Beverly Hills.
Let's guess what happened after, because you were in Beverly Hills. Let's guess what happened.
Well, first of all, they looked at the wig and said, this is cheap, right? And I said, oh no, it was like $500. It's human hair. And they were like, honey, this isn't human hair. And I was like, what? It said it was 100% human hair. And they're like, did you buy it online? And I said, yeah. And they said, this happens all the time. This is all fake hair. It's completely yellow. Because like, I wanted like that white bleach blonde hair. And they're like, yeah, this is like yellow. But they're like, whatever, we'll still cut it for you. So they put it on my hair and we're cutting the wig to my head. And it just ended up just not looking good.
Wait, so it was just fake and it costed $500 still?
Apparently it was not 100% human hair. And I sent Jacob photos of the hairstyle. What was your honest opinion?
Oh my gosh. It just like, I don't even know. You look like a different person. Like if I saw that, I just think like douche. Like not douche. Like, oh no. Like what even is that hairstyle?
I know. It just like the hair didn't work because since it's a wig, like they couldn't really cut it that much. And then also they already cut it so much that you could see my sideburns. So I could never wear it. So it's basically, I wasted
$500. Yeah. And that like, it just didn't. Yeah. But then guess what happened after?
So basically while I was in there, the girl who was doing my hair, I guess she owned the wig shop. She's like, oh, we have to speed this up. And I was like, why? And she's like, Paris Hilton just DM'd us. She's on her way. So Paris Hilton was on her way and they were going to shut down the whole entire wig shop.
That's so funny that they shut it for Paris Hilton. That sounds like something.
But it's so funny because she was low-key throwing shade at Paris. She was like, that skinny bitch is coming in. She was saying she said that Paris's wigs are like shitty. She's like, she always brings in these shitty wigs. We have to fix them.
Wait, so like.
But I guess Paris Hilton does she wear a different wig every day? I feel like if you're a girl celebrity, like you wear a wig every day.
Was it a fancy salon or like.
Yeah, it was in like Beverly. It was in Beverly Hills, so I mean, and Paris Hilton goes, so it must be nice.
Oh my gosh! So that's just so funny that like wigs are shit. So is everyone's wig shitty except that girl's?
No, I think you just shouldn't buy a wig online. They're like, yeah, they're like, you're lucky you only spent around $500, because they said girls have came in and spent literally like $4,000 and the wig is fake.
Oh my, so I guess buy them in person if you're gonna buy a wig, audience.
Yeah, unless you have like a really reputable, if you go to a really reputable website. I just found a website on Google.
Was it Amazon or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's more reputable websites for girls. Like, not that many guys are buying wigs.
Oh, this is what I thought you got on Amazon, and you know how some of the stuff is just totally fake, and you, like, so I buy a face cleanser, and it, like, isn't even prime, and it says it's gonna take a month, and it, like, says it's from, like, another, like, Chicago, like, a someone that I don't even know, like Vancouver or something. And then, like, it's from someone in their basement. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Oh, but no. I got it. It said, it was this website that said they made wigs for movies.
Okay, that's what you know when people pathetic, claim that
the
they...
most pathetic thing is I believed it. I was like, oh my god, they make movie. Though it said like, yeah, we make for any wig you've seen. They said plenty of male actors you watch are wearing wigs, and we make them for them. And they said we make wigs for all these shows. They named all these shows, and the sad thing is, I was reading it like, oh my god, like I'm. That's what convinced me. Like, I guess I'll spend $500.
I feel like when you hear like we work on movie stars or whatever with makeup or whatever, I think that's when you know. It's fake, because that's just a way to get people.
I just figured, I was like, maybe this really is where they
Tom Cruise goes here. So.
Maybe this is where they make all the wigs for Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's...
So yeah, I'm thankful for wigs.
And how did we get to the wig scenario?
Because we're talking about how Instagram kind of made asses big.
You should do a photo in the wig.
Oh, let me actually... I'm just going to pull up a photo, because I just have to... describe it to you guys. You said it looks like Logan Paul.
Yeah, it looked like Logan Paul, but like, oh,
that just isn't good.
Yeah, it just like you look like, okay, so only a couple people will know what this looks like, but you look like, you know, Vanderpump Rules Tom, like season one but with blonde hair, or like one of the Toms.
I was gonna say I look kind of like Tyler Henry the medium.
Oh my gosh, you do.
Let's look at that.
Oh, that photo even looks weirder, but the hair
the
does
wig
look
looks
good.
Real. Like, it looks real, but it is kind of yellowish, and then you can see my sideburns.
Maybe Ward is not used to it.
Also, I just feel like I kind of do want to just randomly wear it in a video now.
For some reason, your eyebrows are too, like, prominent for it to, like...
Yeah, and the thing is, it can't be, like, you know how mostly guys' hairstyles are trendy? They're kind of, like, short and, like, all buzzed on the side. With a wig, you can't have a buzzed side. Because it's a wig. It's a wig. Like, if you had a buzz side, you'd just see the neck.
Oh, yeah, true.
So this side had to be long, which is just, like, it's not a very, like, in look.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say you're thankful for before we sign off?
Let me see. I'm thankful for people that wave. Because without them, you wouldn't ever get waved at. So, yeah, thank you for the wavers out there.
Well, that's so good. And I always, whenever I come back to Nebraska, I'm always surprised when people wave at you in your car. That just doesn't happen in LA.
The funniest wave ever is the dad wave from the Midwest. Is your hand on the steering wheel, but you put like your fingers up, so it looks like you're waving, but you're still on the steering wheel because like,
oh yeah, you're
just, yeah. That wave is just so funny.
I remember it was also funny. I moved to LA because in Nebraska, when you honk, I feel like it's in a friendly way. Like, you're honking, like, oh my god, hey, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
But in LA, if you're honking, it's like...
You're gonna get your
window
banged. I
literally might get kidnapped and murdered.
I know, it's the thing is that I realize that everyone is scared to, like, of people that are driving. Because, like, my mom told me... Oh, our mom was on this podcast. She told us that she was too scared to look over while driving because...
Oh, yeah, remember she said she was scared of getting shot? Yeah. I was like, you need to go see someone.
Go get counseling.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we hope you have a great Thanksgiving if you're celebrating that, and hopefully it's not awkward with Aunt Sarah.
Yeah, and you know what? Get the creams and put it diaper-wash.
Oh, yeah, and if you have dry-ass feet and you don't want dry-ass, crusty-ass, raw-ass feet, just... dip your feet in a tub of Vaseline, put on some fuzzy socks, and go to bed.
Thinking about that makes me wanna.
Lube them feet up, hun. All right, we're the bros. Bye, hoes.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.